Now, it may surprise you to know that Michael Bay has only directed eight films. But for me, these eight films quite easily surpass anything that the so-called apparent greatest director of all time, Steven Spielberg, has brought us. I'm sorry, Steven, but what do you give us when we go to the cinema? You give us death, you give us abandonment, you give us fear of aliens, you give us fear to go in the water. You give us nothing, you give us no hope, nothing. I walk out of your films, I want to turn around and put a gun on my head. You know, I'm so depressed after it, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. What do you get when you go to Michael Bay's? Michael Bay brings you films about being patriotic. He brings you films of love and passion and honour and good outdoing evil all the time. Take Armageddon. Do you think any other director could have taken that film and put Bruce Willis on an asteroid? No. For me, I believed it. I believed Bruce was really training with at NASA, and I believed that Michael actually got this asteroid and put Bruce on it. No one else could do that for you. No, Transformers. Transformers. You see Optimus Prime. What do you see? You see a proper machine. You can believe that truck was there. None of your Nancy famby little plasticky puppety aliens going around going, "Ee, phone home. Pick up the fucking phone then. Phone home. You bloody alien, you're supposed to be clever to do all this stuff." What more can you say? Michael Bay is a legend. He's a genius. He brings history to life. Pearl Harbor, enough said. The Island, he shows us a vision of the future. He shows us that we don't want to go down that road. He shows us how to be better people. Anyone who says anything against him, meet me in Edinburgh. I will fight you to the death. Thank you.